From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A small college in upstate New York has barred a graduate student from its teacher training program after the student wrote a paper condoning corporal punishment. Le Moyne College, a Jesuit school in Syracuse, says the controversy is not about academic freedom, but about who is qualified to be a teacher. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Scott McConnell is 26 years old and lives in a modern housing development outside of Syracuse.
All right. Go right on in.
McConnell is an Army veteran who still wears his dark hair cropped short. He says he wants to be a teacher because it's a chance to change kids' lives. So last year, he started taking courses toward a graduate teaching degree at Le Moyne College in Syracuse.
It was going great. You know, my grades, you know, are on par with what is expected of a grad student. The work was challenging, and I was enjoying myself. But things have changed.
Things changed after McConnell wrote an essay, part of an assignment on classroom discipline.
This is a quote from my paper. I believe that corporal punishment has a place in the classroom and should be implemented when needed.
McConnell also wrote that he opposed multiculturalism and said teaching children respect for authority is more important than nurturing their self-esteem. His teacher gave him an A- on the paper, but passed it on to the head of Le Moyne's graduate education program. This past January, the college told McConnell that he would not be allowed to continue because of, quote, a mismatch between your personal beliefs regarding teaching and the Le Moyne College program, unquote. McConnell was stunned.
Belief in corporal punishment is based upon my biblical belief in spare the rod and spoil the child. And Le Moyne has spit upon my biblical belief. And because of that one line and the fact that I believe in teaching the American culture has gotten me kicked out of Le Moyne.
This is a classic case of the deprivation of academic freedom.
That's David French, president of the Philadelphia-based Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE. FIRE often defends conservative causes on campus, though it describes itself as nonpartisan.
What's happened here, which is the use of the prevailing ideology of the university to suppress dissent and to silence those who disagree, is increasingly common in our universities.
Not surprisingly, Le Moyne College administrators have a very different view of this case. In the first place, they say, McConnell was not expelled.
Scott McConnell was never admitted into our program. He was allowed to take some courses as a conditional student.
That's John Smirelli, Le Moyne's provost. He says McConnell's conditional acceptance was like an extended application, after which he was not admitted. New York is among 28 states that have banned corporal punishment, and Smirelli says the state schools embrace multiculturalism. He says the essay, along with other concerns raised by McConnell's professors, which he wouldn't discuss because of confidentiality rules, showed that McConnell was not a suitable candidate for a teaching degree.
We have a responsibility as an accrediting body for teachers to be confident that these individuals, are, when they go out and teach, are going to obey the laws of New York State. And in this and in some of the other instances, which I can't go into specifics, we could not be confident that this individual would abide by the laws of New York State.
Frank Murray says personal beliefs shouldn't matter if a student shows that he has the skills and understanding to be a teacher. Murray is president of TEAC, which accredits graduate teaching schools. But he also says private colleges have the right to reject any applicant as they carefully consider who should become a teacher.
They're telling the state to give this person a license. But it's a very heavy burden to not get this wrong because the stakes are high.
Scott McConnell was mostly an A student who says he didn't advocate violating state law, but he still defends the use of corporal punishment, which is still legal in 22 states.
One of the states happens to be Oklahoma. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
But it is against the law in the state of New York.
Exactly. However, I'm not advocating anything new. This principle of corporal punishment has been around for hundreds of years. I was even a recipient of corporal punishment, and it served its purpose.
Scott McConnell is appealing Le Moyne College's decision and says he may sue. Administrators at Le Moyne say they're confident they made the right decision and will stand by it. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.